you can never do it all. And as soon as you choose one path or one branch, whatever, it like eliminates the possibility for some of these other things. So that kind of sounded like what you were saying there, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, it's definitely that what I just said came from thinking like what you just said, because it is super scary to choose anything. You know, it's super limiting. If you decide to do one thing, that's by definition you're not doing anything else.
Right.
Or, you know, I mean, within limits, right? Like,
yeah, sure.
You can do different things at a time, but, you know, if I choose to go to school this spring, it means I'm not going to, like, fucking bike tour across Africa or, you know, swim the English Channel, all those things that, you know, I totally got on my mind. not really. So, it's hard to do that. I think I get pretty paralyzed by indecision sometimes. But that's the worst. Like, when you are so worried about, like, what to do, about choosing the right thing, like, you're choosing the perfect thing, you're like, what's exactly right? Like, for me, I have an incredible opportunity. You know, I don't have to have a job, I'm like a normal job. I can just go on adventures and run and stuff. And so I'm just like, I need to make the most of this. What am I going to do? How can I possibly make the most of this? And then I just get all tied up in the knot, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, there's so many cool things to do. What am I going to do? And then I just kind of get so tied up in the knot that I don't do anything. And that's just the worst, right?
Yes.
I'm so nervous about doing the wrong thing that I don't do anything, and that's the worst thing, is not doing anything. So I'm trying to learn to think of the future as potential avenues of opportunity, and to just try them, right? Do my best with the knowledge I have at hand.